The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The wait is over. Football finally back, and we are just a little over 4 hours between the kickoff of the 2020 NFL season. The Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs. And we are here with you on NFL Live every day right here on ESPN. Dan Orlovsky's doing some drumming right there. We've got the station behind us. Keyshawn Johnson is here, and it's a little rainy there at Arrowhead, but that's not going to dampen our spirits tonight. Marcus Spears is here as well as Adam Schefter. Guys, we've got so much to get to. Schefter has a key injury note for tonight's game in moments. But Marcus, which matchup are you most interested in for this one?
Oh, Laura, for conventional wisdom, it would tell you Patrick Mahomes in general, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire. LSU, baby, getting his debut. I know how hard he worked for this against those linebackers from the Houston Texans. We talked about it this week. They'll play man. We know what Kareem Hunt did in his first game in a Chiefs uniform and how Andy Reid used him to the sum of 240. Glad it was 11.
Of course, you talked LSU first. I want to see how they're going to match up defensively against Travis Kelce. If it's Reid, their safety one-on-one, maybe you try to play him in some zone. He's a smart enough player to sit in spots and eat you up. And then if you try and double team him, it doesn't matter at all because he's a crafty enough route runner. How do you slow down and or stop Travis Kelce if you're the Texans defense?
You know, for me, it's Larry Tunsil, the big defensive, big offensive lineman, left tackle that was traded from the Miami Dolphins to the Houston Texans. Big money, $66 million, 50 of it guaranteed to protect the 100 plus million dollar quarterback in Deshaun Watson. I'm watching you big time tonight, buddy.
And the Houston Texans have a lot of production to replace with DeAndre Hopkins now playing wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. So is it going to be Will Fuller that steps up? Is it going to be Randall Cobb that steps up? Is it going to be Brandon Cooks who's got that quad injury? Is it going to be somebody else? But somebody has to replace all the production they're missing from trading DeAndre Hopkins.
And tonight, we finally see Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes back in action. It's been 221 days since the Chiefs won it all in Miami. Feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? Mahomes was electric, especially when Kansas City trailed in the playoffs. In fact, Patrick Mahomes accounted for 12 touchdowns last postseason. That's passing and rushing, which set an NFL record in the playoffs. And it's even more ridiculous when you consider that all 10 of his touchdowns through the air came after his team had trailed by double digits. He led his team to a Super Bowl victory after an MVP campaign in 2018, making him the youngest with those accolades under his belt at just 24 years old. Now, our football power index projects the Chiefs to win by at least 10 points, making them by far the heaviest favorite among week one matchups. Feels like some disrespect, in my opinion, to the Texans. But Dan, will this be a blowout tonight like FPI says it will?
No, not at all. First of all, they played twice last year. The Texans beat them once. They scored 31 in both those games. And if we're being honest, the Texans controlled both of those games, obviously in the first one. And in the divisional round, that was on coaching. They opened the door for that monumental comeback. But the real biggest point I would say is this, the Chiefs' secondary. Rashad Breeland's not playing, and they don't have a backup that's got a ton of experience. I believe Rashad Fenton, their sixth-round pick from last year, is going to get the first opportunity, but the ball went over their head a lot last year, especially in that first game. Three of them were dropped touchdowns. So we've seen the Texans' offense have success against them. Will Fuller, catch the football. You're going to have plenty of opportunities downfield. But there were so many big plays through the air on that Chiefs secondary last year when these two teams met. And Rashad Breeland is not playing tonight. That gives me an idea that Houston can be even more explosive than they were the first two matchups last year. This is going to be a good football game tonight.
I think it's Deshaun Watson having to be Superman, and I don't think it's going to be particularly close when you think of NFL terms. Listen, we know how good Deshaun Watson is, but Shefty said it. DeAndre Hopkins is gone, and regardless of if it's DeAndre Hopkins making catches, going over 100 yards, scoring touchdowns, he still was a presence on the field you had to pay attention to, and he demanded that type of respect. So what Dan just pointed to, balls going over this secondary head, all of those things are influenced when you have a dominant receiver out there. I'm looking at this game and saying there is no way for Houston to win it unless Deshaun Watson, like we've seen before, turns superhuman and does some things that's out of his mind. And could it happen? Yes, because we've seen it. But bottom line is, Patrick Mahomes is Superman as well, and he's going out there with the better team.
I think both of them are Superman, and I think the question was more about, is it going to be a blowout, Marcus? And I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the game is going to be high scoring, and there's a number of reasons why. You got to factor in the weather conditions. Not only the weather condition, as much like my man Dan was talking about in the secondary, guys are missing. But you think about the camp. This is not real football camp. It's not traditional. It was kind of like, I don't know, touch and go, flag football, so to speak. You didn't get preseason games. A lot of people don't play preseason, but you still need some sort of reps. This is the first time that teams will take the field tonight. So you're going to see guys falling down, blown assignments, things like that. And these are two high-power scoring offenses. And much like you said, Houston scored a bunch of points in Arrowhead the past couple times that they've been there, but so has Kansas City, and the weather will play a factor in this.
Yeah, quick weather report. They're saying it's going to be high 50s, chance of rain by the time that the kickoff happens. So in the next 4 hours or so, it's actually raining right now. We showed you those shots at the stadium earlier. I want to get to you on this, Keyshawn, because the last time that these two teams played, 242 days ago, Houston blew a 24-0 lead. I realize that that was nearly 8 months ago, but does that game and that action in the playoffs factor in tonight?
I think it does from a coaching standpoint, not the players. It's out of the players' mind. But when you are up 21 donut and you got a chance to go up 28 donut,
right,
and you settle for a field goal, it changes things. If you go up 28 nothing, now all of a sudden Andy Reid and his coaching staff have to figure out, how do we come from 28 down?
Right.
24, okay, we can figure that out. We got some plays for that. 28 nothing, it's a different game plan going into the second half opposed to what they did to come back and hang that 51 on them.
Yeah, the Chiefs are setting out to become the ninth team to win back-to-back Super Bowls, the first since the 2004 Patriots. Later on, we give you our Super Bowl picks in the show, so stay tuned for that. But let's get back to Adam. Shefty, what else should we be watching for tonight?
Couple things, Laura. Number one, Brandon Cooks, the new Texans wide receiver, listed as questionable with a quad injury. I'm told they're going to take him out on the field pregame, run him around, see how he feels, and make a decision then about whether or not he'll be active. Now, somebody said yesterday they were leaning more towards him playing than not playing, but again, they want to test him pregame to make sure he's able to play or not play. And Patrick Mahomes, we know, signed that $450 million extension this offseason, the richest contract in the history of sports. The Chiefs have taken the rare and unusual step, according to Field Yates, of taking out an insurance policy on Patrick Mahomes and that contract in the event that anything were to happen. Teams have done it before, but it's not all that common. But when you get a contract worth $450 million, you take insurance out, and that's exactly what the Chiefs have done, according to Field.
Yeah, last time I checked, that's a lot of money. So 4 hours, 11 minutes, and some seconds away from kickoff of the 2020 NFL season. Let's get back to Shefty with the very latest around the league on some important injury updates, starting, Shefty, with wide receiver Mike Evans in Tampa.
Yeah, Laura, for a second straight day, Mike Evans did not practice today due to that hamstring injury, considered a game day decision about whether he'll be able to play the Bucs' regular season opener against the Saints. Obviously, he wants to be out there with Tom Brady, but there's a question with Mike Evans and the hamstring right now. Miles Sanders, the Eagles running back, was a limited participant in practice today for a second straight day. No practice for Alshon Jeffrey, but Jalen Reagor, their first-round draft pick, was a full participant in practice today. And the Broncos, who lost Von Miller earlier in the week to a potentially season-ending ankle tendon injury, suffered another injury in practice today. Cortland Sutton went down, left the field, hurt his shoulder. We are awaiting the severity of that injury as we speak. We'll bring you the very latest as it comes in. And Kenny Golladay, the Lions wide receiver, basically was held out of practice today. Matt Patricia said he's nursing a hamstring injury he suffered yesterday, and they're trying to be careful with him.
All right, Shefty. Just maybe Todd Gurley can be a comeback player of the year. We're going to give out some NFL awards before the season officially begins. We begin with Marcus Spears. Who would be your comeback player of the year, Swagoo?
Cam damn Newton. Listen, I'm on this. all year. I'm going to get on y'all nerves because I'm going to say his name like that every time. I just think it's a great situation for Cam. He looks reinvigorated. We've heard Bill Belichick talk about him at the highest level. Josh McDaniels seems to have embraced the things that he brings to this team to make them better. I think he's in a great position and he's going to show well this year.
Dan, who can win Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Shout out to the OG, triple OG, Sean Jefferson. I'm going to go with his son, Van Jefferson, the rookie out of Florida for the LA Rams now, because there's something I know about Sean McVay. Sean McVay loves receivers that can go vertical and they can be outstanding route runners. He's very good getting in and out of his cuts. Sean will know exactly how to use them. He's going to have a big rookie year.
Key, who will be the MVP this year?
Russell Wilson, finally. Can you believe that he, in 8 years, not one single MVP vote in his career? He's led a team to 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl victory, and he's been in the hunt for 8 straight years since he's been in the NFL. Not one damn vote. 19 players have gotten votes since he entered the league. Makes no sense, but he wins it this year.
All right, let's go. Yeah, Key's going to vote for him. Hey, Lamar Jackson became the second youngest to ever win the NFL's MVP award last season. Now he looks to become the 5th player to ever win the award in consecutive seasons. I love our award music. Do you guys hear this? Only Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, and Jim Brown have accomplished this feat.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Try Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They have over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/tackle. Get 60% off at babbel.com/tackle, spelled BABBEL.com/tackle. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Could a near-perfect offseason lead to a near-perfect record in 2020? Our football power index favors the Chiefs in all but one game this season. You see it right there, the Week 15 contest in New Orleans. Now, if they win their first 13 games as projected, they would be on a 22-game win streak, passing the 2003-2004 Patriots for the longest win streak with a Super Bowl win included in NFL history. So it's no secret that FPI really likes the Chiefs. But look, we all know it's ridiculously hard to go undefeated in anything, but definitely in the NFL. Marcus, will the Chiefs go undefeated?
No, they won't. It's like winning the lottery, Laura. Look, we had New England do it, and they didn't get the Powerball number in the Super Bowl. They lost to a Giants team that had, I think, suffered 7 losses that year. It is so hard. It's a 3 to 4 hour window on Sundays. And obviously, they are as set up and as suited to win every game they play in. But that's not the point. We've seen what football can do. Pat Mahomes was lost a couple of times last year. You have the element of injury. You have the element of just having a bad game. The element of blowing plays, making special teams mistakes, getting down early, getting down big early. So there's a lot of things that have to happen for you to have a perfect season. I don't think they will.
I'm following you, Marcus. Hell no. No. They can do it, but they're not going to do it. They're not even going to try to do it. Their head coach is not interested in that. Think about it. In the history of the NFL, there's only 2 teams in the regular season to go undefeated. One is the New England Patriots of 07, and 1972, the Miami Dolphins. Y'all wasn't even born yet. I mean, like, think about it.
We weren't.
And then when you, and then when you talk about 15-1, just 15-1, There's only six teams that go 15-1 in the history of the NFL. Why would you want all of that pressure? And I know Andy Reid is not thinking about that. He wants to go 12-4 and get the Lombardi Trophy again like he did last year, Dan.
I love the research, Key. That's what I'm a fan of right now is all that research. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to tell you why. Oh,
wait, you're saying that the Chiefs are
would.
Going undefeated?
You yeah. would.
First of all, Marcus, don't tell me you would. We didn't ask you if they were going to win the Super Bowl, bro. Don't tell. You think they're going to go 19-0 and then lose the Super Bowl? I'm going to say yes, and this is why. The four games they lost last year, one of them was Matt Moore, so take that one out. They lost to Indy. Indy had the ball for 39 minutes. They lost to Houston. Houston had the ball for 41 minutes. Tennessee, they had the ball for 39 minutes. Houston, Indy, and Tennessee are run-dominant football teams. There's only one run-dominant football team on their schedule this year, and that's Baltimore. It's on the road, I believe. That's going to be a completely different game than if we were going to have fans in the stadium. This team's got 20 out of 22 back. You just said their X factor in tonight's game, Marcus, is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but now he's not going to have an impact on this season.
Dan, it's not going to happen.
If they're not playing a run-dominant football team, no one can keep up with them.
You know
There's
how hard
one,
it is to go 16-0?
You know how hard it is?
The pressure when you get to 12-0 to think about the next game,
you know,
to the next game.
Yeah. You know how hard it is to come back
coach,
with?
Think about it. The Indianapolis coach was on a roll.
Right.
They decided to pull off because they didn't want to try it with Dungy and Peyton Manning them. They said, you
right,
know what, never mind.
Guys.
You're not, that's not the important part is to go 16-0. The reason the New England Patriots did it, in my belief, is that it was so much noise about the way that they were conducting business out of that building that they wanted to show the world and the league that we can go undefeated despite what you think.
Well,
that's just
look,
my belief.
I would argue that the Chiefs might want to show something, too. Marcus is about to explode. So, Marcus,
I'm
going to
bury that point.
You better put some grease on the side
Baltimore
of that face.
Ravens,
boxing you
he
right
said
now.
As a run team. Listen, man, on that schedule, didn't I see the New Orleans Saints and Tampa Bay on there? Don't they play the NFC South this year?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And
they're not run dominant football.
Nobody
teams.
Can keep up with them.
No.
You don't think they can keep up with them? You don't think
the
that
firepower
it's possible
to overcome them? No.
That Patrick Mahomes, Dan, you don't think it's possible Patrick Mahomes has a bad game throughout
never,
the season?
He never
we
has.
We saw him have one in the Super Bowl.
Never has.
Well,
he's never had a bad game.
No, come on.
He's never had a bad game. They averaged 33 when he starts.
Stop.
He averaged 33
man.
Points when he
okay.
starts, guys.
Okay.
Man,
and
ain't
I know
perfect,
it's difficult.
We'll let you live.
I know it's difficult.
We're going to let you live in
You know
La
what
La
else
La
is difficult? You
we'll
know what else
you
is
live
difficult?
In La La Land.
Coming back from three deficits.
And I might have to pick Houston tonight
digits.
Just because.
That's
sure.
difficult.
We'll let you live
Don't
in fantasy.
Don't give away your Super Bowl pick.
Have the fantasy, Dan.
I might have to scratch out
the fantasy.
All right. Guys, we're going to actually get Shefty back in here. But first, I want to say the Chiefs sit right in the middle of the pack in terms of strength of schedule this season. So their opponents combined for an even 500 win percentage in 2019. Let's get Shefty back in here. Adam, how different will football look tonight and throughout this season?
Well, Laura, this is unprecedented. Obviously, the Chiefs will have a small number of fans in attendance. Most teams will not have any fans at all. You have the issue of dealing with COVID, of not being any fans at a time of social injustice and racial injustice. And the players will speak out and they will be heard from on an issue like that. That will be another factor into this unique NFL season that is unprecedented. And so all these factors come together to make it one of the most unpredictable seasons ever. You'll see empty stadiums. Who knows what teams will lose what players on any certain day, though the testing to this point has been tremendous and there have been very few positive tests. And then, of course, the social justice issue hangs over this season as it has in another season a few years ago.
All right, Shefty, time now for a team report brought to you by FanDuel. And for that, we bring in tonight's game reporter from Arrowhead. And that would be Michelle Steele coming into our conversation from outside Arrowhead Stadium. Michelle, how are the Chiefs approaching an opener that is going to look very different than what we're used to?
Laura, it's going to look really different tonight. The Chiefs are one of just five teams in the NFL to have fans in the building, but Arrowhead will not look or sound anything like normal. They're only going to be at 22% capacity and no more than 17,000 fans. Now, I'm told, however, they are going to have a full contingent of security here to ensure that those fans are following the rules, and that includes mask wearing under penalty of ejection. Now, as far as the players are concerned, Quite candidly, the fans or lack thereof has been a point of focus for both of these teams in their preparation. As Travis Kelce said, they're going to kind of be playing for each other this season. Texans tight end Darren Fells told me that getting used to the new conditions in stadium is the biggest adjustment that Houston has worked on. There will be a certain level of league-mandated piped-in noise, but obviously nowhere near as loud as they're used to at Arrowhead. And finally, a really quick note here about pregame demonstrations. The league is encouraging players to speak up, and Texans and Chief players, all this week, they've been in touch about making some kind of public display for racial justice. I'm hearing the big theme for both sides is going to be unity. Laura?
Michelle, 3 hours and 45 minutes from kickoff there, and the weather something to keep an eye on as well. Chances of showers. New on NFL Live right now, ESPN Colts reporter Mike Wells tells us the big addition to the Colts injury report was All-Pro guard Quentin Nelson dealing with a back injury, did not practice on Thursday. Three of their five O-line starters are on the injury report. Colts, of course, face the Jags on Sunday. Be on the field. That's 86 miles, by the way. A couple of goats on that field on Sunday. Tom Brady talking today about gelling with his new team and some of the learning curve they're dealing with.
You know, I think being a good quarterback is making good decisions, understanding risk reward, and I do have the football, so the team trusts me to do it. And, you know, I've really enjoyed working with BA and understanding how he sees it and with Byron. And it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I've working hard to get up to speed with everything. And, I think we're all excited to be able to compete against a real team, understanding that, nothing's going to be perfect for a long time, but we're going to work our tails off to get it right.
Hey, the guy who took over for Tom Brady in New England, Cam Newton. Though Belichick has been singing Cam's praises, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels has a quarterback with the most rushing touchdowns ever, and that has some people thinking the Pats' offense may be better than last season. Some of that, of course, having to do with the scheme, not a slight at Tom Brady. Okay, speaking of Cam Newton, our Dan Orlovsky got in the Twitter world, got him going when he tweeted this out this morning. He said, "I know a lot of my peers are high on the Patriots and Cam together. They believe they'll win division and into the playoffs. Understand this, for that to happen, this would have to be the best year ever coaching for Bill Belichick and Cam's best year ever as a quarterback." Tall ask. Dan, just give you the floor right now. What do you mean by that?
All right, so first of all, the Patriots have the toughest schedule in all of the NFL. Second of all, you have to ask yourself, are the Patriots right now worse as a football team, not Cam Newton, but worse as a football team today than they were when the season ended? Yes, they are. Are the Buffalo Bills better? Yes. Are the Jets better? Yes. Are the Dolphins better? Yes. Everyone continues to talk about the defense. Six starters are gone from that defense. Everyone continues to talk about how it's a match made in heaven. The Patriots have never won this style of football. They've never won playing this style of play. And the last would be this. One of the reasons why they've had such success is because the lack of turnovers that they give away on offense and the amount they get on defense. Tom Brady has not turned the ball over more than 12 times in a season since 2005. Cam's turned the ball over less than 12 times in a season once. That's a lot.
This style of football.
Right.
So in 2002, with a young puppy named Tom Brady, they run the ball, he dinks and he dunks, they play defense, they win the Super Bowl. I would think that that was pretty magical in terms of Bill Belichick.
They got any of those guys on defense from 2002?
15-1. Okay, Cam Newton goes in 2015, goes to the Super Bowl, becomes the MVP. I still think he has some of that magic left in him, Dan. You may not believe it. So I don't know what you mean when you say this needs to be the best Cam Newton and the best Bill Belichick to be successful, when all they've done in New England is win despite who plays quarterback. Tom Brady's been there for years. They won games under Jimmy Garoppolo. They went 11-5 under Matt Castle, who hadn't thrown a meaningful pass since high school.
Keith.
Stop, Dan. Just stop, man.
Those rosters were way more. Give me the starting three receivers. Give me the starting three receivers for the Patriots.
This is unproven, right? That's what you're going to tell me. They're depending on N'Keal Harry right now. Okay, that's who they're depending
on.
A young guy in Julian Edelman, a young guy to learn how to play the position. That's why they draft him at the number one spot. at the end of the day, man, you've got to realize that this quarterback knows how to play.
Correct.
And the damn coach sure knows how to coach.
It's not just about Cam, though.
It is about Cam. I mean,
let me get Marcus in here quickly because I know you want to say something about this. Swagoo, take it away.
Key, I'm empathetic to what you're dealing with in that studio, bro. Like, I don't understand the whole premise and the logic. First of all, we've seen Bill Belichick damn near be the best coach in the NFL for his whole tenure while he's been in New England. With injuries, without the quarterback, with injuries on defense, trading away some of the best defensive players, he's managed to make something out of nothing every year. Based on everything last year, Bill Belichick still had a team to win 12 games. Now, whether you want to contribute that to Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, so you shouldn't ever put Bill Belichick's name in the having to be the best ever to have success. All he's done is had success since you were a newbie in Pampers.
Marcus.
The second thing is this. When you what?
You told me like 3 days ago, we don't give enough credit to all the defensive talent that's been in New England. That doesn't factor into this?
Hey, wait, Dan, let me jump in real quick. Dan,
I 100% agree with you. But you think Bill Belichick gonna go out there with guys that can't play defense?
No!
Do you know if those guys can? Those are early draft picks. Those are young draft picks that are unproven.
He's played
don't have
with young
preseason.
Players before. He's done this before.
With
on top of that,
the greatest quarterback ever.
Wait, Dan, on top of that, you said that the Jets got better.
They did.
What?
I'm not saying they're better than the Patriots.
Man, stop, man.
They got better this offseason.
We're just talking now.
They got better as a football team than they were last year.
Laura, do me a favor. Step in here.
Yeah, I am.
This is the second day in a row.
Hey, I do want to know this because you're making your argument based more around the defense from what I can tell. The Patriots are losing a lot of defensive players.
Yes.
I got it. So, but I want to know from a quarterback perspective, Josh McDaniels with Cam Newton as his quarterback, who's a threat to run, who has the most rushing touchdowns of any quarterback ever in the NFL.
Right.
What does that look like to you?
Yeah,
that has to be.
And that's why I have said since Cam signed with New England, he will make them better 100%. But they are not going to be a better offense than the Buffalo Bills were. They might not be better than the New York Jets if Sam Darnold is healthy.
Man, I hate to leave, guys, man. You're going to make
guys,
me
last
leave
year,
the studio.
No, last year.
You're
last
driving half, me nuts.
Last half of the season. Last half of the season, the Bills were a better offense than the New England Patriots. They were 0-4 versus the four good teams. Answer me this question, both you guys. Honestly, are the Patriots a better team today than they were in February?
It's a yes or no question. I don't know that. I haven't seen them play yet.
Are they
Marcus?
On paper.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they on paper? Are
on
they
paper,
better today?
No.
Okay.
All right.
On paper, no.
Okay.
But that's why you have a go ahead.
Hey, Marcus.
Oh my goodness.
You know why this is funny? Is because Marcus and I were on an email last night where we were asked our NFL MVPs and we both had to respond and I said Cam Newton. And then Dan tweeted that out this morning. So anyway, I think Cam Newton might be an NFL MVP this
year. I love
that
you guys don't think that Cam being new in New England will take time, but it'll take time for a guy like Tom Brady in Tampa.
It won't take time for Tom Brady.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Before we go, one more thing. We're going to give you our Super Bowl picks because why not? I'm going to go first. And for my Super Bowl pick, I have the Chiefs over the Saints. I think that's how it's going to go. And I've still got the camera, so I'm going to tell you why. Patrick Mahomes is going to continue his incredible run that we saw in 2019. He's learned even more from that season, and he's got even more weapons. Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be key in that run, but the Saints will give him a run for their money. All right, Keyshawn, who you got in the Super Bowl this
year? You took the Chiefs over the Saints, and I'm going to take the Saints over the Chiefs. I think Drew Brees goes out on top. Plus, nepotism, my nephew, Mikey Thomas, got to get his Super Bowl ring. The defense is pretty good. They'll be solid and sound. I got them taking care of business against the Chiefs.
I'm with Laura. I got the Kansas City Chiefs over the Seattle Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are primed in the NFC. Russ is about to get his just due. Keith talked about it earlier, but Pat Mahomes and this offense will be too much for him in the final game of the season.
I feel like I'm hearing Mina Kimes speak with that Super Bowl prediction. I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Buccaneers. I'm all in on Tampa. I have been, but the Chiefs will be too good. Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football. The weapons are still there. They've got a head coach that's still incredibly creative, and the big plays will come by the bunches this year. Kansas City goes back-to-back.
Nobody's mentioned one of the top teams in the AFC last year, the Baltimore Ravens or the Dallas Cowboys. Both have strong teams. Both are capable of making a Super Bowl run. And so let's go with a prediction that nobody else is calling. Two teams that aren't getting the attention they deserve. The Dallas Cowboys beating the Baltimore Ravens, getting Jerry Jones the Super Bowl title he hasn't had in quite some time. And the Dallas Cowboys coming up with a win that'll make Marcus Spears very happy.
Let's go, Sheffy. Coming in with the hot fire. Hey, Spears, I'll give you the first crack at this one. Sheffy says the Cowboys are winning it all this year.
Listen, personally, it would make me happy. But Shefty, I am not letting you set me up to be let down. I will not allow it this early in the season. Now, for all of the things that's in me, for how much I love the Cowboys and want to see them have success, I'm with you, brother. But I ain't getting set up. I done fought this battle on ESPN platform since I've been here. And I ain't been right yet. And you ain't going to be right this year, Shefty.
Dan.
Shefty, I saw you on Get Up this morning with your dog. Beautiful yeah. dog. If Thank the Cowboys you. Win the Super Bowl, I will buy you another dog. Whatever breed dog that is, I'm sure it's a really expensive one. The Cowboys are not going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's a gorgeous
my
dog.
My wife will be very happy to hear you say that, Dan, because she wants two more right now. We've
there
got
we go.
Three. We soon will have five, and I'm happy to pass the bill on for one of those two onto you. So, yes. That'd be my pleasure. That Book bill it. Will be coming hey. Your way if the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Dan, by the way, do you realize that you're buying Marcus a new pair of glasses and Shefty a dog? So what else are you going to buy for the rest of us? Key, what do you think about Shefty's Super Bowl pick?
Dallas could be a go, but I don't think so. I don't think they can beat the Saints. I don't think they can take care of business.
He's not convinced.
No, they've got a good team, but, you know.
No, now listen, though. Keith said yesterday that they are actually one of his three teams.
Yeah, they're okay, but the Saints are – I just think it's their time. They've been let down the last couple of years. I just think it's their time. What's up?
Key.
Yeah.
The Cowboys.
They look at through the a screen like you can see us.
I like Mike Nolan and Mike McCarthy. I think they're going to do a good job. I like Dak. I like what they do in the running game. I like the offensive line. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And Shefty, hey, if you think about this, how much money would Jerry actually end up owing Dak if they do win the Super Bowl this year? That makes it even better.
Well, it would be like Joe Flacco winning the Super Bowl for Baltimore, then signing a huge contract with the Ravens, and it would be the same story with Dak. Dak is going to make a huge amount of money here anyway, but – with every playoff win that he gets, with another ring he might add, then, yeah, it's going to go way, way up. But let me also say this, Laura. We are looking at the most unpredictable season ever, where home field advantage basically won't matter, where COVID hangs over the entire league, where you have teams that didn't go through any sort of preseason action, where there will be injuries more so than usual in all probability. We hope not. This is going to be a level playing field. To try to pick the Super Bowl really is a futile exercise. But that's why the Dallas Cowboys are winning it.
I like
it's
it.
It's so much fun. Guys, 3 hours and 20 minutes away from the beginning of the 2020 NFL
Lord,
season.
Lord, I hope I'm wrong Can about the Cowboys.
Well, I hope you are, too, because it'd be a lot of fun. Can we just I say how
Honey,
exciting
Dan's
this is that we're going to see football?
Let's go!
Football!
I see that,
football!
King.
Around the horn
football!
Is next, and happy football season.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.